County Water.
Right.
And if you all would please stand for Director Rowe will lead us.
All right, place your hand over your heart. We need a pledge allegiance.
To the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice. Clerk, roll call.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Yeo. Director Tran. Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Sheldon. Director Meeks. Director Amezcua. Director Green.
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
I'll confirm there are no items received too late to be agendized.
There are none.
Thank you. And remote visitor participation is allowable during this meeting. Is there anyone online that might be interested in addressing the committee? Seeing none, anyone in attendance here who wishes? Okay, we're good on it. So with that, we are at our consent calendar, items 1 through 5.
I'd like to pull item number 3 for just some questions.
So noted. Your motion is to move the balance, President. Thanks. I'll second that.
Okay.
And with that, a roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Aye.
Director Green.
Yes.
That passes with 3 yes votes.
Item number 3, destruction of monitoring wells, AM-29A and MCAS-10. Director Rowe.
Well, I was just concerned about the extent of corrosion in this well being mild steel. Is this going to be a chronic problem in that area, having wells becoming useless after so much time? Could staff explain?
I will let Mr. Roy Herndon explain that to you.
Okay.
Roy?
This type of well, combined area, which tends to have less quality water than other parts of the basin, hence have higher PDS. And that might have led to the erosion that well. So we could expect similar situation in some of the other similar wells in that area, but it has been over 30 years. Maybe a little earlier than typical 40-year that I'd like to get out of our monitoring wells.
Are the other wells of the same design? Are they experiencing similar corrosion?
Sure. Say one similar
size. But it's not as severe as requiring it to be destroyed. Okay. Well, you don't need a replacement well for this one that you're just being destroyed.
It's possible that maybe may want to construct it well, depending on for OCWD purposes about replacing as well.
Thank you. One thing, what would you use for material instead of mild steel at this time for a replacement? Okay, thank you. I'll move item number 3.
Thank you. And roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Aye.
Director Green. That passes 3-0.
With that, we have 2 informational items this morning. Number 6 on the agenda, State Water Resources Control Board State Revolving Fund PFAS grant applications.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. John Kennedy will present this item to the committee.
Good
Thanks, Mike. Good afternoon, members of the committee. We wanted to let the committee know of our efforts to get PFAS grant money. We're spending a lot of money on a PFAS program, and we've been doing a lot of work to try to bring in outside money. So we're going to focus on the State Water Board State Revolving Fund Principal Forgiveness Program. But with this slide, I just wanted to give you an overview of all the different areas we've been looking at to try to bring in grant money. The very top was the State Department of Water Resources Integrated Regional Watershed Management Program. We were actually successful in bringing in $4.2 million with that program. We've been trying to get federal earmarks. Congresswoman Kim helped us get a $5 million earmark this past year. And going forward, we're also looking to get additional earmarks. We have the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Title 16 program. We submitted a feasibility report, which is a requirement for that program, which was approved. So now we're in the queue and we're waiting for the next round of funding that could, and the next round of like a call for projects from the Bureau. Now that program, potentially you can get up to $30 million, but we'll see what happens there. The State Department of Water Resources Sustainable Groundwater Management Act program. There was actually some PFAS money available with that program, and we applied but got turned down. We have submitted a letter asking for a reconsideration there. That was a $6 million grant we were looking for. Then we have the State Water Resources Control Board program. And we have the individual from Sacramento up at the State Water Board, Mike Downing, who's also on the call via Zoom. And I'm going to ask him to give some comments later when I'm done. And then finally, we have the WIFIA, the EPA WIFIA low interest loan. We're receiving around $130 million there to help fund all the PFAS projects. So now concentrating on the State Water Board, the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, it's called Principal Forgiveness. It's a grant. But this table shows the six active applications we have up there right now, starting with Anaheim. And Anaheim did all the work on this application, which we were very grateful for. The other five applications you see there, Tustin, Orange, IRWD, East Orange County, Fullerton, we did a lot of work, and then they also helped prepare the application. Under this program, you can get 50% of your capital cost up to $5 million. And then there's some timing issues on when you actually started work. So a few of these applications, we were not eligible to get up to $5 million or even get 50% of the project amount. But you can see we have over $25 million here in play right now in applications up at the State Board. And we expect in the future with other producers, we'll be submitting applications also. And as we understand the program right now, each producer is allowed like one application or one grant. So you can't get multiple grants for one producer. And because the producer is the operator of these facilities, the producer is the kind of the official applicant and would receive the money, and then that money would come to us later. So with that, I want to introduce Mr. Downey from the State Water Board, Mike Downey. Mike, are you online here?
I am. Excuse me.
Mike, thanks for calling in. And I'm going to give the microphone to you if you can kind of give us an update on the program and what's happening.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me. So as many of you know, and we've partnered with Orange County Water District in the past for SRF loans and financing. This is a kind of a new program established by Congress with the bill, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, also referred to as the IJA. And so what that did was We currently, you know, for many years have established and administer the Clean Water State Revolving Fund and the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund programs. And what Bill did was it appropriated new funds to be administered through the SRF, but they're SRF funds, but they're new programs with specific objectives. And then there's new rules and requirements that came along with those funds. So these are funds that, you know, are available nationally, and, you know, every state with the Drinking Water SRF program and Clean Water SRF program should have been allotted or had the ability to apply for and receive some of these funds. So this is what we're talking about is Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Emerging Contaminants Funding. And so it's treated a little bit differently. But the short of it is that we applied for and received funds, you know, last October from EPA. We're in the process of applying for and receiving funds for this federal fiscal year that we would hope to receive in September, October-ish, right? And then once we have those funds, we're able to make financing agreements with applicants such as yourselves. Now, I mean, one thing that was shared is we can't actually make an agreement, do a funding agreement with Orange County Water District, because the Drinking Water SRF federal statutes are very specific about the water supplier ID and the individual water systems being the applicant recipient. And so we have spent time with your staff trying to figure out how can we make something work here where the, you know, these good PFAS projects, we can provide funding, even though we can't provide it directly to Orange County Water District. So that's what we're working through. We've pivoted. Your staff have been great in working with the systems to get slightly adjusted applications, and still, you know, having great involvement from your staff, because the work that's been done already is you know, a bulk of the application materials with environmental documents and project reports. And some of the more specific needs are, you know, from the water system themselves, with authorized reps signing certifications and some of those details. So that being said, we have principal forgiveness available. And so the money for the emerging contaminants funding is being given out as principal forgiveness, which basically is a grant. And that's a kind of a term of art used in the SRF world. It's principal forgiveness. And we have a total of $130 million available between the 2 years we've received thus far from EPA. And because the funds are already appropriated, we expect to receive another $240 million for this emerging contaminant funding, roughly, in year 2024, 25, 26. So to date, we have not executed any agreements for these funds. Like I said, these were new funds as established by Bill, as appropriated by Congress. And with that, there were a lot of clarifications and still trying to kind of weed through that. So what we've done thus far, because they are Drinking Water SRF funds, we've worked with your staff on accepting kind of our standard Drinking Water SRF application, because we know those requirements need to be met at minimum. And then still working with EPA on any other requirements that we may not be aware of or needed clarification still. So we're really hopeful that kind of late fall, we could be issuing agreements for these projects. I will say that there are a few outstanding issues that I don't have full clarification on yet. One of which is kind of the timing issue. And so there are some federal statutes around timing. And what we're trying to do is use, you know, the WIFIA agreement that covers the same projects and same scope, trying to use that as part of our federal consultation process on environmental review. Now, that's something that is different between programs and authorities. So the things that WIFIA can do are not the same things that the SRF programs can do with our delegated authority from EPA. So that's one thing we're working through, and the timing of those, because like your staff shared, some of those projects have already been completed and again, not pursuing money for those, but even the ones that have started construction and the timing of those, we're trying to be sensitive to and try to move this as quickly as possible. And then the, well, I guess that's the main issue on my mind. So, like I said, we've got a fundable list for this pot of funding that has about 22 applications on it and growing. The amount of funds we have available should be able to fund all of those projects. And so I don't think it's not really an issue of, do we have funds available for these projects? It's a matter of getting through the hurdle of the federal requirements and getting an agreement issued. And I guess I'll pause there because, I mean, hopefully I wasn't too in the weeds with some of the appropriations and funding. But if you have any questions, happy to answer what I can.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, any committee questions?
Director Rowe. Thanks for your presentation.
We're anxious about. We're anxious about get projects that we spent a lot of money on, and based upon the projected amount that we have for what.
It was 7%
basically forgiveness for these projects. If we can somehow, you know, you're going to spend it up. Equit compensation. It was more of a comment.
Yeah,
I apologize for interrupting, but I can't hear the question. I think the microphone is.
There wasn't a question. It was more of a comment.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. You're okay, Mike.
The way your policies are is that we're not getting adequate compensation for the monies that we're spending on this problem compared to other communities.
I'd like to add something as well on the tail end of that, along with Director Rowe. You know, every $1 to $5 million that we can obtain from outside sources is helpful, but owing to the cost of some of these needs, you know, it was mentioned earlier that there was one grant possibility up to $30 million, right? So at least that has the decimal point moving in the right direction. But I think we've all been conditioned to expect sometimes cost sharing of up to 50% when it comes to grants. And so our net here is sadly deficient. It's going to be a real hurdle for us unless people at state capital and also the federal government understand what we're looking at to try to make sure that we retain safe and adequate drinking water for our populations.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules that come with this money. The state has their rules. And Mike mentioned Bill. That was the bipartisan infrastructure law that Congress passed, and it came with a lot of rules also. So administratively, it's a pretty difficult program to kind of weave your way through all the requirements. The one good thing is that right now, you can get up to $5 million, but if there are less applicants than expected, the state can increase that up to $10 million a project. But We'll see how many people apply, and it depends on the pot of money available also.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that information with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Okay. So that it was an informational item.
I was just giving Director Sheldon adequate time here in case he wanted to ask something.
I don't. I should refrain.
Okay, thank you.
So it's another time.
Now, who's going to be presenting number 7?
John.
Okay. Oh, that's why John's still there. Okay. I didn't know who was presenting number 7, John. Response to Orange County Grand Jury Report, historic rain yet drought remains.
Yeah, let me get this teed up. Okay, so most of you are aware the grand jury came out with another report on water supply issues in Orange County. The title was Historic Rain Yet Drought Remains. So just a high level summary of the grand jury report. They concluded that insufficient water supplies are available to Orange County and that additional local water supplies need to be developed. They are asking the County of Orange Board of Supervisors to explore development of either a climate resiliency district or a JPA to implement additional drought resistant water sources. And then they also called for County of Orange water agencies should develop ocean desalination plants. So, OCWD, we have to officially respond to the grand jury report. And the report has 12 findings. And we were told we need to respond to all 12 of the findings. The report had 4 recommendations, and we're officially required to respond to recommendations 2 and 4. We have 90 days to respond to the grand jury report, so that's September 5th. So what we thought today is we would just have an informational item, and we put some draft responses for the committee to take a look at to see where staff was going. So today it's just informational to get preliminary feedback. We'll come back to the committee in August with a final draft that the board would need to approve, and then we would officially send a response back to the grand jury. It's also kind of interesting where 7 Orange County agencies are required to respond to the grand jury report findings and recommendations. And then 26 agencies, they just requested a response to different findings and recommendations. And being requested, you can respond or not respond. You have that option. So I'm going to walk through the different findings and the different recommendations and let you see staff's initial draft responses, and then we'll take any comments the committee may have. So the first finding is pretty bold, saying future water supplies are impacted by climate change and current supplies will not meet future demands in Orange County. And so our response is that we do not concur with that comment, that there's just too many variables and factors impacting future supplies and demands that prevent making such a definitive statement. We also want to highlight that Orange County Water District is different from the county. You know, we have the groundwater basin. Our producers have access to the groundwater basin, while South Orange County does not. So there's a big difference in water supply reliability in Orange County, and you shouldn't just lump us all together and talk about the county as a whole. You need to differentiate between OCWD and outside of OCWD. We also mentioned how we have the BPP up to 85%, and our producers only need 15% of their water needs from imported supplies. And finally, we just mentioned right now, if you look at our water supply situation after this past winter, the Metropolitan Water District has a record amount of water in storage, which is great. And then the groundwater basin is effectively full. So we still have the issues on the Colorado River, but we have a lot of water in storage right now. Finding number two, climatologists predict future extended periods of low moisture. Let's see if I can get rid of that. That looks okay. So when it gets into climate issues, we have to be very careful. We're saying OCWD is monitoring the climate predictions, but we don't have expertise on this subject. And then we also mentioned how we're working to store as much water as we can behind Prado Dam. We're using FIRO to be more efficient in capturing water behind Prado Dam. And that's going to help us respond to some of these climate change predictions if they happen. Finding three, climate change is inevitable and exacerbated by human behavior. So all we're saying here is we agree the planet's climate is always changing, but we don't really have an expertise to make a comment on the impact by human behavior. Finding four, South Orange County relies primarily on importation of water. That's an easy one. We can just say we concur. Finding five, local water supplies recognize, local water suppliers recognize that enhanced stormwater capture and storage, wastewater recycling, and infrastructure improvements will not be sufficient to address the long-term forecast of drought and its impact effects on supply. So we're saying we do not concur with that comment with respect to our service territory and for the same reasons as we provided in finding number one. Finding number six, there is significant water infrastructure planning, but inadequate implementation. We're saying we do not concur with that comment. OCWD has planned and implemented numerous projects to increase local water supplies. Finding seven, the review and approval process for capital projects is cumbersome, overly restrictive. We're generally concurring with that statement and saying we would support regulatory and CEQA reform. Finding eight, failing to find solutions to water shortages will have a significant impact on the county. We're just saying we concur if that were to occur. Finding nine, continued development in Orange County creates additional water supply. We are saying we do not concur. And if you go back to 1995, total water demands in our service territory have declined by about 20%, while the population has increased by about 150,000 people. So we can't agree with finding nine. Finding 10, conservation and efficient use of water is essential. That's an easy one. We concur. Finding 11, increased outreach and public education are necessary. We say we concur with that. Finding 12, desal has proven to be technologically and environmentally feasible and is slowly being embraced. We're saying we agree that ocean desal can play an important role in securing future water supply reliability. So those are the 12 findings and our draft responses at this time. So then there were two recommendations that we need to respond to. The second recommendation, Orange County water agencies should expedite planning, development, and construction of desal plants over the next 5 years to improve our reliability. So that's a lot there. And we're saying we generally support the development of desal plants depending upon water supply circumstances, needs, and resources of individual water agencies and cities. And then we're also throwing in, we think the Metropolitan Water District is better positioned and resourced to develop desal plants in the region. And then recommendation four, water agencies should update their public communication strategies to inform the public of lifestyle changes if additional water sources are not developed. So we're saying we question if lifestyle changes will be necessary within our service area if additional water sources are not developed, and we will actively monitor climate change and the availability of imported water supplies and other issues to determine if additional water supplies are needed in the future. So there's a lot there. So today, as I mentioned, we're just looking for comments on our draft responses. We talked with the producers about this earlier this morning. And then back and at the August Water Issues Committee, we'll come back with final responses and a final draft for your consideration. So I'll stop there and can answer any questions.
Thank you, John. Are there any questions or comments involving these responses?
Doug Reinhart has his hand raised.
Sure. Go ahead, Mr. Reinhart.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have any real issues with anything you said, but I do have a comment that I think you'd be wiser when it comes to, what was it, finding four that talked about South Orange County. I don't think that OCWD really should put themselves in a position to comment on that, because you, if you agree, you could come into to total disagreement with other agencies in South Orange County. I think you just say that's, you're not familiar with their, you know, where they're at and what's going on, and leave it at that. Why would you wade into a comment that could cause conflict with some of the agencies in South Orange County?
And is that finding four or recommendation four?
I mean, no, finding fine. Whatever the one was, four or five.
Mr. Reinhart, isn't that a factual statement that the South Orange County relies primarily on importation of water? Is that not factual?
It maybe not. You've got
Actually, it is, sir. Unless you can refute that, I'm telling you, it definitively is.
Well, you're not counting. Maybe South Coast could say that we could go totally with our desal plant that we're building. You could talk about the fact that there is a Baker treatment plant that also treats native water from the lake. Why would you want to wade in on that?
We're just concurring with the statement. I don't think we're wading in on anything.
I'm not sure you have the facts to wade to concur. That's all. Okay. Go ahead.
I have common sense, sir. And common sense tells me South County primarily relies upon importation of water.
We could say we generally concur.
Chair? Comment.
I agree with Director Bilodeau, but if there are things that you might want to add, that there's water supply projects that are underway that we could somehow, you know, however, we understand there are water supply projects that will towards making South Orange County more independent, blah, blah, blah. If you'd like to suggest language, I'm sure we'd be certainly willing to take a look.
Did you hear me?
Did we lose him?
I can contact
him. Let's see if you contact him. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments by directors or?
I would have a couple of questions.
Sure.
On F1, you know, R1 through 4. So we were only asked to comment on 2 and 4?
Yes.
That's interesting. Why were we not, like, for example, on R1?
Looked like the county asked to respond to R1.
Should we comment even though we were not asked to?
We probably could, yeah.
I mean, they're fine if they want to step in this, but it seems to me there's a lot of infrastructure and statutory powers that they aren't really doing this. I don't disagree with the grand jury's conclusion on that maybe the need to develop a desal source of water, but I don't see this process as the right way to do it.
Yeah, if the committee wants, we could draft up a response to R1.
I think
we don't suppose it would hurt Director Shelton. And the worst they could do is just ignore it.
Right. I think it should be on the record for that. And on maybe number three, we can think about some more. I would oppose that suggestion. So
usually we would avoid over compliance with such, but
yeah, sometimes you leave a vacuum.
What about the other members of the committee? How do you feel on this?
Well, I read the report or the grand jury's statement, and I'm really disappointed and angry with them for coming up with such pathetic language and statements that we have to respond to it. It looks like they got all the information from the newspaper and some magazines, didn't talk with us about what the water resources management is like in Orange County to justify coming up with a lot of these statements and to minimize what we should say. Be responsive. I appreciate.
And actually, Director Rowe, they did interview us. They interviewed, I believe, myself and President Green. Although I can certainly tell you that the stuff that was not reflective of what we talked about.
I was thinking of giving this a grade. And I was in all my career working in the water resources field, that they have all these bad ideas that I don't know where they're getting them from, except from the newspapers, which look for change, conflict, and controversy and say that it is, even though it may not. There are comments.
Soft or touch, I think the conclusion of what they were, I've said this, for the entire county, look at some additional water supply desalination would be that. I mean, there's opportunities for producing water near Camp, on the north side of Camp Hamilton, North County, that can then be part of an exchange of Wheeling with Met. There's, I know that the south side of Camp Hamilton, your Ocean side, there's some agencies looking at doing that there. I think anytime someone nudges us to look at creating more water supply, we should respond to that and take that seriously. Sure. Just like your suggestions. On here, can we get 24% out of our meeting? The director of revenue knows everything you asked about. So I look at it, you know, okay, maybe didn't ask the question the best way, but let's not overlook the meat of what they're saying. That'd be my
President Green, anything?
I think you should
your babbers.
I think you should realize that we're responding to the grand jury report, but the grand jury who wrote this is gone. So this is a brand new grand jury who is getting the response. So
I was going to say this seemed like a Hail Mary because it would be on the topic. You know, it's like a part.
Right.
Yeah.
It does promise you stay in the record. Being from the grand jury, this could cost in 5 years.
That's true.
And that this new grand jury may take us up, and they may, maybe we didn't quite get the whole whereas is right. Conclusion. So why don't we work some more? Encourage positivity.
Yeah. I think the probe that they made into this kind of highlights a disparity here, something that's a natural in Orange County, which is that South County, which has some coastal area, would be most benefited by desalination. And they also would have more wherewithal with which to help bring that about as well. We are fortunate to have our basin, the aquifer up here, and it's a bigger leap for us to jump to the cost per foot of desal than it would be for South County, since they import virtually all their water. So that recommendation, and I think our response on it is really right on. In fact, I commend almost all these responses, and particularly one which pointed out that, again, the wherewithal for desal primarily rests with Metropolitan Water District, that might be something for, you know, they're making recommendations for our Orange County districts. But I thought that you're on target with almost all these responses. And they did interview both of you comprehensively, right?
Separately. Okay. I'll talk to you for 20 minutes. Divide and conquer.
Well, this is part of the education process, really. So to the extent that they're punting that football out there, I think our responses do matter. They stay out there forever. But I tend to, over time, I've seen you get better long-term results by not being too specific over.
So just throwing in the line, we are starting the program for cloud seeding in the Santa Ana watershed, which is a positive thing that we can just say, hey, we're doing some stuff.
Yeah. Birds that are south.
Eliminate use of a gas stove, control how many miles you can drive your car, give you a budget for what type of energy you can that's discussed by some of the policymakers. And I think what the energy takes to move water. It's sometimes taken into consideration when water supplies are developed, not because of water, yes, of the perspective. And what we have today, we may not have in 10 years. So I would be taking every water supply opportunity to look at again what I said earlier.
Well, and the threat of the saber rattling we hear about imposing a hard mandate on per capita water usage is something that we all have to. Alternatives and push that back, because you get down to a 42 gallon per person daily. That's very restrictive at this point. Any other comments? Sure.
If I may, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to follow up on what John said, we did talk to the producers about this earlier in the morning, and there was no opposition to the remarks that were presented to the committee. So they were very supportive, I would say, of the comments that were presented to this committee this morning. Mm-hmm. And what I would ask is that if there are any specifics to modifications to what's been presented to the committee, that the board email them to John, and we can certainly incorporate them. As John mentioned, we're going to be coming back to the committee with the modifications that we've been discussing here, I think, during this meeting. There'll be another bite at the apple before we ask the board for final approval.
Director Sheldon did make specific recommendation that we might entertain responding to. Which one was that again? It was finding R1.
Crafting a response to R1.
Okay.
The definition really is a climate resiliency district is.
It's true.
What the hell is that?
Well, I'm just about to...
They told us, and I don't remember. I mean, time I said, I'm not sure I understand you, and asked for more information. I kept getting cloudier, and so I quit.
No, I think certainly when I was interviewed, my responses reflected the comments that proposing to the board. There was never anything about creating an additional layer of government or having the county create a specific office of desalination. The grand jury exercised a little bit of poetic license, I guess.
They did bring it up.
Really? Yeah.
That really the direction you want to go in? And I said, you know, you've been complaining to me half this time, and then you want to create another layer? That doesn't even make sense to me. So that's how I left it.
With that, then, that's an informational item.
Managers provided recommendation on how, if we have more specific. And so with that, it's a board meeting.
Okay.
Yep. The Wix bill is now a 2-year bill. So we've gotten rid of two of the water rights bill, and the third one, we're working with Alan a lot, and he's changed a lot of the language. I'm still out to lunch on that one, but Aqua may in the end take a watch position instead of a pose.
I'll just take this opportunity once again to introduce Lisa Haney to the committee. I did so at the board as well, but for those that may not have been at the board, Lisa is our new executive director of planning and natural resources. So this will be the last time I introduce you to the committee. Lisa, I think there's been enough introductions now, but want to welcome her on board.
Welcome, Lisa. And perhaps next time. So yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Director Sheldon.
Good afternoon. Wonderful to be here, and wonderful to meet all of you. I have a long history in water. I began at LA County Sanitation as a marine biologist doing ocean monitoring and the recovery project of DDT off of the Palos Verdes Peninsula. And then I moved to Orange County Sanitation District, where I worked in natural resources and also did a lot of stormwater and one water projects, working with the State Water Board. I've just now left IRWD in charge of water rights and regulatory compliance for them, for wastewater, drinking water, and recycled water. I was there for 10 years. I was at LA County San for 10 years and IRWD for 4.
You're not a rookie.
No. I am most excited about working with the natural resources team and the planning team to do one water projects and bring water sustainability to the groundwater basin. I think I have a lot of fun ideas that maybe we can discuss. We're looking for innovation. I think I have some innovation to bring to the table.
Well, I just wanted to comment also, I wear over at OC San, and the supercritical water oxidation project is, the equipment will be installed this month and last on schedule. So we're going to be breathlessly awaiting the that trial period and see how that works out.
We share your enthusiasm on that project, Director Whitaker. We, as you know, we had attempted to partner with OC San on that project, and for a number of different reasons, it didn't quite work out. But we're watching it very carefully, also, and it's something that if it proves out, certainly I think something that that this board may want to look at also, because it would offer a means of destroying the spent resin that. That we'll be seeing on an ongoing basis with all of the wellhead treatment systems that we're we're putting online now. So
I'm glad you mentioned that, because now I will mildly castigate them for not trying to rely upon, right? But anyway,
thanks for that.